She'd bring him in every 6 to 9 months, and he was getting fatter and bigger and fatter and bigger and fatter and bigger. So when he got to 14 years of age and he's 430 pounds overweight, the doctor gets scared at this point. It took him a long time. He's a slow learner, right, the doctor? So he calls the social services. They arrest the mother and take the kid away from the mother and make him a ward of the state. Now, who should have gone to jail? The pediatrician. The pediatrician should have gone to jail. The mother did what she thought was right. She took her baby to the authority who's supposed to know what to do for that child. If he didn't know, he should have said, well, let's consult with somebody else here. He didn't do that. He just keeps saying, exercise him, exercise him, exercise him. Well, in 2009, we learned from Loyola University that exercise won't help. I was up in Canada a couple of months ago. We go to Canada quite a bit. We have a big group up in Canada, Eastern and Western Canada. And this is their equivalent of the USA Today. It's their national newspaper. November 28th of 2011. Severely obese boy taken from the family place in foster care. I thought, well, man, this is happening in Canada too. And then I realized it was a story from Cleveland, Ohio. 8-year-old boy weighs 200 pounds. He's headed towards Alexander's plight, right? And so the authorities came in, arrested the mother, and took the baby away from her. Well, in addition to taking the Almighty 90 appropriate for your body weight, we have a program that you want to add to that if you're overweight until you get down to your optimal weight for your height. And then you can go back to just the 90 for life, the Almighty 90. It's called the Slender FX Weight Management System. It has a meal replacer. It makes it easy. You cannot fail. You will lose the weight, and you'll keep it off. It will not fail you. If you like coffee, we actually have a coffee called JavaFit Diet. Now, why would you want to make Howard Schultz rich? You know who Howard Schultz is? He's the founder of Starbucks. Why do you want to make him rich? When you can be your own coffee baron. Just think about it. Our stuff's right next door to his stuff. The bees go from one to the other. And so if you don't understand coffee and how it works, I wrote a book called Energy Crisis. That gives you a hint on what's in there in the book. Coffee is a good thing if it's the right stuff. JavaFit Diet. Okay. Now, how many of you ever heard of Alzheimer's disease? Oh, yeah. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It didn't exist 40 years ago, even by another name. Today, it's the number 4 killer of adults over the age of 65. It's the number 6 killer of adults over the age of 50. It's a physician-caused disease. It didn't exist. And here's why. Alzheimer's disease is a disease of the myelin, the insulation material of the brain. When it goes away, the naked nerve fibers tangle up, and you've all heard about the nerve tangles, which is the diagnostic feature of Alzheimer's disease, and they short circuit and you lose your memory. That's a short version of what Alzheimer's disease is. And you can diagnose that with MRIs and CAT scans. It's a very easy disease to diagnose. There's 3 other diseases that look like it. They're also dementias, but they're caused by different things. Some of them are curable within 2 weeks. You can cure them in 2 weeks. I do this all the time because I treat for all 4. When somebody's diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, 65% of the time the doctor gets it wrong. So I treat nutritionally for all 4, and 65% of the time they're cured in 2 weeks. Wow. Is it worth a try?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, so here's what happens. This myelin, this insulation material in your brain, makes up 75% of your brain weight. Structurally, it's the white matter of the brain. The gray matter, the thinking, memory, and problem-solving part of your brain, the gray matter only makes up 2% of your brain, and it just sits right on that white matter, okay? Just, you cut through the brain, you see this little 2-millimeter thick edge of gray, and that is where all the cells are that do the thinking and memory and problem-solving. The white matter makes up 75% of your brain weight, and the white matter, this myelin, is 100% cholesterol. Some of you got it already. Yeah. So you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you're eating egg beaters instead of eggs, you're eating egg white omelets, because you think you're cool, right? You're eating margarine and oils instead of lard and butter. You're eating tofu instead of red meat. You're eating boneless, skinless chicken breasts. I don't know how they grow chickens without skin, I don't know, but somebody figured that one out. And then you let them lower your cholesterol below 200 with cholesterol-lowering drugs. Guess what you're going to get? Alzheimer's disease. Bam! You got it. It's a physician-caused disease. Remember, I'm a pathologist, and I used to see all that stuff come across my table. You don't want to come visit me on my table. Alzheimer's tidal wave is feared. Why is that? Why is Alzheimer's tidal wave feared? Huh. Okay, here comes the answer. This is March of 2009. Look at that. Alzheimer's on a relentless upward trajectory. Numbers look particularly grim for the baby boomers, because they did everything the medical doctor told them to do. Cut your cholesterol intake. Take your cholesterol-lowering drugs. Bam, you got it. And stories are starting to come out like this more and more and more. This came out July of this year. A mother and son share the same bonds of love and Alzheimer's disease and the same doctor. Who is really, really heavy duty on getting their cholesterol down. See, Alzheimer's disease is not a genetic disease. And I said that in 1993 when my original audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, came out, because I just read the title of this article just right out of this very article in the newspaper. And every medical association in America went to the state attorney generals and said, look, we need you to arrest Wallach, sue him, do something, because he's defrauding the people in our state so he can sell vitamins and minerals in our state. Well, everybody knows that Alzheimer's disease is genetic. And man, I had demand warrants flying at me and sheriff serving summonses and warrants, and it was kind of exciting there for a while. But I either outlived them all or beat them in court. Hoo-ah! God's truth always wins. Now, how many of you ever heard of Baltimore, Maryland? Yeah. Oh, we're in Baltimore, Maryland. How many of you ever heard of Johns Hopkins? Yeah. Baltimore, Maryland, right? Now, that's a very respectable school, isn't it? Now, this is good. What does that say here? Vitamin C and E supplements may curb Alzheimer's? What? Just like I said in 1993. 20 years earlier, I said it, and everybody beat me up, and now here comes Johns Hopkins. Okay, what they did, they went to Cache County, Utah, of all places. Why did they go to Cache County, Utah, to find 5,000 seniors that did not have Alzheimer's disease? Because they're all Mormons, they're all former farmers, they're all very, very religious Mormons, they all live on the same land in Cache County. They were a perfect laboratory situation, right? You try and get 5,000 people alike out here in Baltimore, Maryland, you're not going to do it. You get 5,000 people, but they're all doing different professions. They're all eating differently, different religions. You got to mess. Well, out here, 5,000 people were exactly alike. Really hardcore Book of Mormon people did the dietary laws very faithfully, and they were all farmers and all ate the same way. So they went out there, very clever, and they gave half of these people for 10 years just vitamin C and E plus the Mormon diet. And the other half, they gave sugar pills. To make a long story short, at the end of the 10 years, those getting the vitamin C and E were 78% less likely to have Alzheimer's disease. You reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by almost 80% by just supplementing with some vitamins and minerals and eating the Mormon diet, which is a pretty strict diet. It's almost like the Old Testament diet. Just a diet and two supplements, you can reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I said in 1993 was, you restrict your diet and you take all 90, the almighty 90, the 90 for life, and you can prevent it 100%. Mm. Wow. Hoo-ah! Yeah. Now this came out almost 2 years ago now, February 2010, U.S. News World Report, How to Live to Be 100. So obviously they're marketing to the baby boomers. What science reveals about aging, the baby boomers' first heart battle, but this is the reason why I bought this issue of the magazine, 7 Habits to Lower the Risk of Alzheimer's Disease. Now what does that tell you immediately? That tells you me, if you have fourth grade biology, you know the answer to that question. What it tells you me? It is not, it cannot be, it is impossible for it to be genetic. Because if you walk around the block twice, you eat 2 bananas a day, you sleep 2 more hours, acquiring 7 habits is not going to make you change the way that a genetic disease manifests itself. So you know that this is not genetic as soon as they come out with stuff like this. Of course, we said it 20 years earlier. Now, how many of you heard of Parkinson's disease? MS, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. We've learned how to get rid of that in 2 to 3 months. I mean, we have people that walk like this, and they just look like they're just like this, and they're on 18 medications, and they're fed through a G-tube because they can't swallow. They got Parkinson's disease, they got MS and Parkinson's disease, they got MS, Parkinson's disease, and Lou Gehrig's disease all at the same time. They're all the same disease. It's just a matter of which part of the brain is afflicted by the damage. It's kind of random, just like you throw a handful of pennies 6 times. They'll all never arrive at the same place all 6 times, right? And so it's just a matter of chance whether you get Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's, or MS. But there's no law that says you can't have all 3. I see a lot of people that have all 3. Okay? Well, we learned, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. The first guy that I helped 30 years ago had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And his parents brought him up the aisle, one of my talks in Lansing, Michigan. And I thought it was Benny Hinn time. I mean, this is bringing him right up there. And normally I'd say, would you have a seat? I'll talk to you afterwards. But this little old couple, they were in their 90s, and this guy was in his 60s, and he's in one of these wheelchairs where he's laying vertical, and he has a, you know, the IV stand. So I got him on the Almighty 90, the 90 for life. But the secret sauce for these diseases, that category of diseases, Parkinson's disease, MS, and Lou Gehrig's disease, is 10, 12 eggs a day. So they had to whip him up and put it through his G-tube, in addition to all his Almighty 90, the 90 for life. 3 months later, I get this call from the guy. He says, will you come to Jackson, Michigan, and put on a talk for me? I said, yeah, I'll come up there. What's your name? He said, Roger Kirkby. I said, Roger Kirkby, wait a minute. That's the guy that 3 months ago was minutes from death. He had Parkinson's disease. Yeah, that was me. My parents just did exactly what you said. In 2 weeks' time, I woke up out of my coma, and I was talking. 2 weeks later, I'm walking with a walker. 2 weeks later, I get my driver's license and my job back. Now, my wife ran away with a male nurse because they thought I was dead, and they'd already made plans, bought a house.